So yeah, last night at the Saturday night, you guys are watching and hearing this on Monday. Or no, you're watching me live. We are, by the way, live, streaming live. Streaming live on our website, philhenryshow.com. You have to be a subscriber. So those of you that are seeing this right now are subscribers. Anybody seeing this either live or on tape, either live or delayed, whenever the fuck you're seeing it, either as a download or a live streaming event. Apple updated the iPhone not too long ago. And when they updated the iPhone not too long ago, the 6, and I don't know, it was an iOS update, they, in the process, fucked up streaming live mobile, streaming video on the mobile. It doesn't affect your desktop, but on mobile phones, the streaming video suddenly was not available. And, you know, Apple can say what they want, but it was obviously a planned obsolescence thing because they kept saying, well, we're going to come up with a fix. We're going to come up with a fix. Took them for fucking ever. My support guys figured a fix out for it before Apple did. It's a code change. Unfortunately, we have to go back and individually change every motherfucking video that we have. This is why we're redesigning the site again to get a whole other form of streaming this shit, because ever since that happened, which was several months ago, you guys have noticed, you say, hey, why, how come I can't get the video? And, okay, which one is it? We got to go in and individually change the codes. We could go back and change every last one of them, which is enormous amount of man hours to do that. So we change them as we find them. So I, you know, when I say we're live streaming, I always have to kind of, I have to qualify that, because the streaming audio is fucked up. The streaming video is fucked up. Apple didn't give a flying fuck, you know. Go out and get a 7 is their solution. So I'm going to get a 7, but I don't recommend you do that. I always upgrade my piece of shit Apple phone. What I am telling you guys is with the new website that's due to be launched in January, February, we're going to have a solution to those problems, he said with his fingers crossed. Thanks to all who participated in our Friday night chat. Really got a great idea on going over as a tour group to Dubai. I'm in love with that idea. I want to bring all BSPs with me to. You have to be a BSP to qualify to join us on a trip to Dubai. when Ben sent us that menu, I was like, okay. Where the fuck are we here, man? What the fuck is this? What is this? Oh, this guy, I can't take this cat. Here's this guy again. Oh, yeah. There's, what's her name from Modern Family? She's okay. I mean, more than okay. But this clown she's with, every time I see this guy's kiss her, I want to throw something at the TV. This guy. Get the fuck out of here, man, with your jive-ass machine. This dude's pitching. He's a pitch man, I guess. You know, so he's got 9 million fucking products he's pitching. The hell? Hey, man, don't fuck with me. See that guy on the right? His name is Robert Benchley, that man standing there in that jacket. His son was Peter Benchley, who wrote Jaws. And there you go. There's a little bit of fun bullshit trivia. Robert Benchley, his son, Peter Benchley. All right. And that is Biff. I'm kidding. I don't know. What if I just did that all night? All right. Let's see. So we went to the game. What is this? Okay. Going off on Friday to see the Anaheim Mighty Duck at the pond. This will be the first hockey game I've been to in, well, since Miami. I saw the Panthers and I saw the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers in Miami. Yeah, I think it was the New York Rangers. was with Neil Rogers, his friend John, and I knew that there were Neil Rogers fans sort of around in the area we were at, where Neil had his season seats. And because I could tell they were yelling at the ref, and they were yelling at all and saying all the shit that Neil would bitch about on his show all the time, like this one ref named Magoo and a couple of the players on the Panthers, and you know, so on and so forth. I never liked propensity that the Florida teams had, the Miami teams had, to call themselves the Florida this, the Florida I hate it. When they became the Miami Marlins, that's perfect. That's who they are, the Miami Marlins. This fucking Florida Panthers shit. Of course, they were in Sunrise at that time, at that arena. No, they were in Miami. Panthers were at that Miami arena downtown, or not downtown, but in Bayfront, or near Bayfront, where the Heat played, maybe? I don't know. Who knows? More importantly, who gives a shit, you know?
Well, Phil, you know, this is Jeff Carl Padilla. Hey, Phil, how are you? Well, I like to, you know, what I want to do here today, Phil, is,
well, I think it's good, but...
Phil, this is Jeff Carl Padilla. How are you doing? Today we're going to be doing something that I think is we're going to be doing something that I think you'll like a lot, and that is we're going to be doing testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 testing. Well, Phil, I think we're going to be doing something you'll enjoy immensely, and that is the testing out.
Well, I'm sure right now, the downtown area, we're going to have that, yeah, scenery, yes, sir, I was at the UCLA SC game, and one of the things I think you should understand, and this is something that football fans...
This past weekend was the traditional rivalry weekend, I think, all over the country, or most of the places. I mean, a lot of teams do it different. Like, next week's going to be Ohio State and Michigan, which is, that's more of a traditional rivalry than Ohio State and Michigan State, which was this past weekend. Michigan State almost won that fucking game, too. That may or may not be a good or a bad omen. I don't know. Stanford and Cal played. I think Stanford beat... Didn't Stanford beat the shit out of Cal? Maybe it was the other way around. I hope I'm not getting that wrong. I hope I am. I don't know. May God bless you. You made me what I am today. That kills me. I hope you're satisfied. You dragged and dragged me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck, Daddy-O? Here we go. I'm thinking of taking the Real Phil Hendry Twitter feed that I have now and turning that into the show feed. In other words, the address will still be Real Phil Hendry, and it'll be still a verified account, but I'll call it the Phil Hendry Show, you know. And the other account will just be like Phil Hendry Show Jr. I don't know what it'll be. Maybe I'll turn that account into a Chef Carl Chedilia account, or I can turn it into a Robert Leonard account, or I can turn it into the Phil Hendry Show panel. You know, like it's Robert Leonard, and it's Bud. Bud's already got his own. General Shaw has his own fucking account. Who needs a Twitter account? Because I want to get rid of all of the political shit I'm doing over there. It's driving me fucking nuts. It's really driving me nuts. I mean, I'm not changing my political point of view, but I'm getting distracted, you know. So, because it's making me think, you made me what I am today. Because every time I think of you, I think, you made me what I is today. Ricky Dugan, dude. We'll be right back.
midget. Oh, yeah, midget. He's coming down my way.
Robert Stack as a young man. Oh, you can't see this. He's like, that's the untouchable guy. All right. I hope you're satisfied. Tomorrow I got to go. I have to go to my accountant, I think tomorrow or Tuesday. I'm not sure. Look at this guy on the right. He looks like a John C. Reilly. Sort of John C. Reilly in the 1930s. Well, maybe not. Well, sort of. Well, kind of. Well, maybe. Well, I don't know. So I saw this amazing movie, The Comedians. I think it's from 67. It's about these Europeans that live on Haiti in the midst of the Papa Doc Duvalier regime and the Tonton Macoute. And one of them is played by Richard Burton. He owns a rundown piece of shit hotel. You know, one morning he finds a dead body in his empty swimming pool. Oh, great. And he also has this very distinguished American couple that's come to stay there, played by Lillian Gish and Paul Ford, if you're ready for that. And Paul Ford, sort of a comic, but also relatively dramatic. And Paul Ford's kind of a bumbling guy. You might remember him from The Russians Are Coming. You know, he was a guy who showed up with a sword. He was going to fight the Russians. And then Raymond St. Jacques, all of the most prominent African-American, just prominent black actors of the time, of which there were just, you know, that crossed over into white cinema. There were very few, but they were there. James Earl Jones, Raymond St. Jacques. I can't remember the other guys. Very, very well-known faces, though. Peter Ustinov plays a British diplomat living there with his wife, played by Elizabeth Taylor. And all of these people are involved in private and, you know, sort of intrigues between each other and their lives, all under this onerous, daily, just frightening reality of where they are. And the chance that any one of them could just be, you know, the Tonton Macoute, if you know, they were a paramilitary force created by Papa Doc Duvalier. They basically had a green light to just terrorize anybody they wanted to terrorize, anybody that was perceived to be an enemy of the state, anybody that was perceived to be an enemy of Papa Doc. They could kill, they could disappear people. It was really horrible, just a horrible bunch of people. And in this film, sure enough, they're running, you know, just running rabid all over the country. But it was I thought it was really interesting. Oh, Alec Guinness is in this movie. He plays a British soldier of fortune, I think. But he's actually he's over there to contact the underground, and there is a Haitian underground, according to the movie. I would imagine there was. I don't know what it, you know, how good it was, but in the film there's a Haitian underground, and Alec Guinness comes over, I believe, is on the face of it as a military attaché of some kind. But in point of fact, he is going to be working with this underground. In reality, he's not any more than a sort of a USO entertainer. That was his background. He never saw any armed combat at all. And the Haitians are onto him as soon as he gets to the island, and he's immediately arrested and thrown into a fucking jail cell where he stays for a good period of the movie, and suddenly he emerges a free man and he's off to some bullshit that ultimately is going to lead to some other bullshit. Not going to tell you how it winds up, because I've been screamed at for being doing spoilers. I'm sorry for that. Why the fuck did you tell me the end of that movie? But each of these people, Ustinov, Elizabeth Taylor, you know, all of these characters head off in divergent paths of life, some heroic, some not so heroic, some sort of just pedestrian. But again, all done within the this just pall of oppression on the island of Haiti in the late 60s, you know. And I thought it was a great flick. I dug it, man, you know. Because I got this fucking Amazon. I'm a subscriber to Amazon on my TV. So I got all these movies that I can download and also all of the TV series. I'm not a big, I'm just not a big TV watcher when it comes to TV series anymore. I just don't, man. It's, you know, the other thing about comedy, I don't watch a lot of comedy because I don't, as I've said, I don't want my point of view polluted. But I heard somebody say one day, Richard Burton actually said this in an interview, because I told you I was watching all these Richard Burton vehicles, and I got a hold of this Dick Cavett interview he did, and I was watching this. He said, Cavett asked him, well, do you watch Laurence Olivier? He says, I don't watch anyone who's similar to me. You know, I don't watch because I don't want to be influenced by them. So his point of view is not too much different. He says, if they're similar in style and gravity and body type and so on. And he seemed to think, I don't watch him because I think he's got more, he's the same kind of, what did he didn't say it's the same body type, but the same sort of physical presence. Laurence Olivier's got a much higher voice. Burton had that baritone. I don't know. Fuck. Burton, to me, it was played a lot more roughly hewn characters than... But he said that. But he did say, I do watch people who are different from me, different types. People that I would say are not don't look like me on screen or on the stage, but are much... I will watch them. Maybe that's not a bad idea. You know, watch comics or comedians or satirists that are completely different from... But I don't know what I'm, you know... I'm not even a pure humorist, I don't think. I go everywhere. I go everywhere. Elizabeth and I... Yes. Here's some music here. How's this Chef Carl Cedilli? Oh, wait. Here it is.
Now it's time for Chef Carl Cedilli.
Thank you very much, Chef Carl, here with you. I like this. So that was a great flick. Like I said, I'm watching all this film noir and shit. It's just goofy. It's this flick I watched, 7-Eleven Ocean Drive. I never saw Gilmore Stadium before. And Gilmore Stadium was a ballpark where CBS Television City is now. And I believe that's... I can't remember, man. It's where the farmer's market is. It's Fairfax, and I don't know the goddamn street. Is it Santa Monica or Melrose? But wherever CBS Television City is now, back in the 50s, sitting there was a baseball stadium called Gilmore Stadium. Now, there were two Gilmore Stadiums. One was a football stadium, and then they built a baseball stadium. And who Mr. Gilmore was, I'm sorry, is lost to history, or is lost to Phil Hendry. And that's where the Hollywood Stars played. There were two Pacific Coast League teams in L.A., two PCL. That was the AAA, as it still is, the AAA minor league. And L.A. had two before the Dodgers got here. We had the L.A. Angels. They played at Wrigley Field, which was located Southgate or Culver City or Southgate. Where the fuck was that? Wrigley Field is Southgate, wasn't it? Or Culver City? I don't know. I only saw Wrigley Field on TV. They used it for Home Run Derby, if you ever watched that show as a kid. And then the Home Run Derby for old fuckers like me. And that was where the L.A. Angels played, and then Gilmore's where the Hollywood Stars played. They were another Pacific Coast League team. And this flick, 7-Eleven Ocean Drive, has all these exterior locations, all these L.A. shots from the 40s and 50s. It was fucking fascinating, man, to look at the city and recognize it. You know, I know where that is, but look at how different it looks. Look at the old oh, there's the old Richfield Boron station. You know, there's the old Flying A station. There's the old mobile Pegasus horse, you know. And, oh, look, there's, you know, there's what the Pasadena Freeway, when it was called the Arroyo Parkway. It wasn't the Pasadena Freeway. So anyway, the soul within me died. There's a movie where you see, so that movie has Gilmore Stadium. Edmund O'Brien is in 7-Eleven Ocean Drive, and he's walking in. And somebody says, hey, how you doing? I'm good, man. I'm just going to go see the ball game. Hey, what do you, and they're betting on the fucking game. There are all kinds of, to watch this movie, it's where in the 40s and 50s, L.A. was just overrun with bookies. I'm sure it was, you know. I'm sure every big city was, where there were racetracks and where there was, you know, action to be had. But this goddamn movie is about just the, just, fucking bookie heaven in Los Angeles, and how each was taking over the other, and there was always like somebody getting killed or shot or beat up or some shit, while these bookmaking operations were swallowing up smaller ones. And then there's a flick that I watched, a really good movie with a very simple title. It's called Armored Car Robbery from 1950. And this movie features Wrigley Field, the very first robbery that takes place. The armored car that's actually hit is hit as it's making some either pickup or delivery to Wrigley Field, where the Angels are playing. There's a ball game going on, and it's interesting to look at the exterior of this stadium too. You know, it's definitely, you know, like a 20s 30s design building, and the characters make the statement. Or the cop, I think, in the movie makes the statement, well, where was it? Where were they hit? Outside of Wrigley Field. Then he says, they're not going to get any money there. You're not going to make a big haul there. Well, I think they're on their way somewhere, you know. Armored Car Robbery from 1950. That's the name of the movie. Very, very highly thought of film noir, as is Ocean 7-Eleven Ocean Drive. Man, I don't know why, man. I've been digging those movies, just looking at them. It's like looking at a really good black and white photograph or something, whatever. Okay, so that's all the talking that I have for you today that's going to mean anything. The next talking you hear will be, hey, what the fuck is going on here, man? Where's the, there it is, yeah. And then I want, explosion. Bam, down, 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 down. All right, man. I'm always spacing out on this one area of the show that I keep forgetting to do, especially when it's Sunday night. What does that mean? So, what I'm doing right now is dubbing off, or actually printing off, the commercial load that we have, our traffic for the week. It's what we call traffic. We're going to schedule shit. So, for instance, man, we got a lot of commercials this week. Fucking hey, look at this.
I don't know if I'll be able to fit them all in, she said.
I'm just kidding. That's their little commercial skit. See that? I can't. Six spots this week. We have to really rock and roll on this shit, man. All right. Excellent. Happy. Good. It's good when there's good business. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you. Thank you, you good, hardworking guys at Podcast One. Bowl and Branch. I don't really, Wait a minute, man. What the fuck is that, dude? All right. There's movement watches. God damn it. That reminds me. I can't find my fucking watch. I cannot find it. I had it over at Lauren's house, and I don't know where the hell it went. I'll find it, man, but it's fucking driving me nuts. This is what I mean about me, man. I can't buy anything really that great, except for a car. I won't lose a car. Car I won't lose, and I don't usually get them stolen either, but every fucking thing else I goddamn lose, from rings to watches, anything of any value. So that's why every pair of sunglasses I own are cheap pieces of shit that I buy at a car wash. I don't wear any fucking jewelry. I wore a wedding band and I wore an engagement band, and that's the end of that. I had at one time a lapis lazuli stone ring, lost that. Fell out of my pocket or some shit on a golf course somewhere. It's just absurd. It's just absurd. You know?
Act with wisdom in the truest sense of the word, from how to become more...
Wait a fucking minute. What the fuck is this? Oh, man.
Productive to how to expand your personal and professional networks and manage relationships if you're in one. Productivity, persuasion, influence, time management, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Find the Art of Charm podcast in the Podcast One app or go to podcastone.com.
The Art of what? The fuck is that?
I'm a wheel. Burning.
I don't like this new setup, man. The downloads are formatted all fucked up now, and it's pissing me off. It's fucking hacking me the fuck off, and it... What is this? I can't find this shit, man. I mean, what am I gonna... How do I find this stuff? God damn it! What is the name of this motherfucker? It's called what? It's called ADC? ADC Jordan Speaks. AOC. View by... Tiles? Content. All right, here's A. Content. View by content. Sort by name. Date. How about date? What if we sort by date? How about if I look at these things? That's what I tried to do the first time. Oh, man. Not good. Not good, dude. Not fucking good. You know? Just not fucking good here, man. Did I download that? There's another fucking download. Sorry about the length of this pre-show, but I can't be helped. That is, you know, thank you. And then this one here, CISO, talk about, yeah, this is it. Driving me nuts. Now, the thing that I got to figure out here is where is this fucking, oh man, that's the 45-minute pre-show I'm doing here. But I gotta figure this out. Where is this motherfucker? It's a, here. If I'm modifying this by date, why am I looking at this? What is this? Channel 5, channel 15, channel 5, 8.5. Ridiculous. This is ridiculous, man. Wait. Oh, fuck. Motherfucking desktop. No, not downloads. Downloads. That's what I want, downloads. Oh, that's the goddamn live show. No, this is fucked up, but I gotta do it, guys. I'm so sorry. Where is this? Goddamn, what the fuck happened to this thing, man? Why did it change like this? View by, sort by, group by, name, date. I mean, I don't know. Today, here we go. There it is. Today. This is what I wanted, man. All right, good. Hold on, Daddy-O. Hold the fucking phone, Jim, because I want to take this thing out here. I'll put that there. And I'm going to take this here. Is this from today? Yeah, this is from today. Put that here. Move and replace, yeah. And that's got it, man. Yay. Found it. Figured it out. All right. There's a whole lot of nothing in it. Monday, Wednesday. Got it. I got it. I'm on it, motherfuckers. I'm on it. Shit! And this is Jordan Speaks. Let's see this thing. Okay. I'm about ready to rock this bitch. Testing 1, 2, 3.